I listen to everything, and not just to the music itself, but to the hearts behind it. Welcome to Sunday Brunch, the first and last song on Creator's Parrot Channel here on Block Talk Radio. I am Valerie Michelle Oliver, the producer and host of the Sunday Brunch Show, and this is the After the Show for February 7th, 2010, that featured Russell Blake and Ellie Fortis, Neil Alexander as co-host, EJ Flavors as guest co-host, but he actually turned into being a ghost co-host because he had problems getting on the show. And also, this After the Show features my 12-year-old niece, Tyra Thomason, and myself, Val. That's how most people know me. So anyway, again, welcome. The After the Show, how did that come about? Well, usually after a podcast, or rather a live show, plays on the air, at the time of the end of the show, what happens is the streaming version of the show cuts off. So if you're listening, you don't hear anything. But for those of us who have called into the show, what happens is the tape continues to record all of the conversation that goes on after the show until I, as the host, actually end the show. And until I do that, everything that is said is recorded. So I have participated in this show, produced this show, hosted the show now for how many episodes? 1, 2, 3 episodes. And then what I usually do is edit the podcast, because if there's technical difficulties or there are great gaps in sound where there's silence before people are speaking and things like that, I go back in and edit it so that the show is tighter and of a higher quality. Well, this particular time, after the February 7th show, a conversation struck up between myself and Neil and Tyra, my niece Tyra, and EJ. Now, again, I mentioned earlier, EJ was the guest co-host, but what happened was his Comcast went down, and he was basically unable to be a part of this actually 120-minute, two-hour show that happened on February 7th. So he was available for the end of the show, after the show was over. And what ended up happening is the four of us had this really great conversation after the show. So I just thought, hey, we had so much fun after the show. It would be great if we did something like that. You know, Oprah does an after the show. So why can't we here at Sunday Brunch, the first and the last song, do one? So Oprah, thank you for the idea of the After the Show, and so that's what this is. I wanted to just give you a heads up about some of the things that we talk about on this After the Show segment. Of course, you know, we talked to EJ about the technical difficulties that he had, and during our conversation, I again experienced some text sound issues. It has been an ongoing problem, and I've begun to believe that it has something to do with the Time Warner network I'm using, and or at times the router that I'm using, which is an old router, a Belkin router, or when I use Skype, that even there might be an issue in the Skype network or combination. At any rate, there are a couple of times when I sound like a robot or someone who is, possessed or something like that. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen too often, but I've come to believe that it's some kind of a network issue. I don't know if it's a bandwidth issue. I have high-speed digital, but something's going on there that's interfering with sound technical issues. So I'm still trying to figure those out and talking to different people about them and wondering why I'm so powerless over the technology. So at any rate, there's a little bit of a talk about technical issues. Then we start talking at one point, EJ, Tyra, and I, primarily, about Tyra. Tyra liking old school music because her dad plays old school music. And EJ, on his podcasting site, which is EJFlavors.com. EJ Flavors, chocolate vanilla flavors, EJFlavors.com. EJ has a couple of podcasts that he produced. One is called, my favorite, it's called In Rotation. And then he has some other ones, including Old School Wednesday. So I was talking to Tyra about the fact that so far I have not had any hip-hop artists featured on the show. And believe me, if you're listening and you love hip-hop music or you're a hip-hop artist, I like hip-hop as well. Certain, I guess, kinds of hip-hop, you can just tell I don't know a lot about hip-hop, even though there are many songs that I do like. So I start talking to Tyra about whether or not she's familiar with hip-hop. Now, as it turns out, Tyra is an aficionado with hip-hop. So we start talking about that and also about old school music, and you'll find out why when you listen. And so the big question now, and you'll understand it after you hear this, is will Tyra work with EJ and I to produce here a show on a Sunday Brunch that features hip-hop artists, and will she co-host? And will she do a co-host or produce a podcast with EJ on EJFlavors.com that features old school music? So stay tuned for that conversation that's coming up. Also, we talk about the format for this show, the timeline, whether it should be 60 minutes, 90 minutes, or 120 minutes, how many guests can we feature in a 90-minute or 120-minute format? Is it enough? And what is this obsession I have with fitting so many guests into a segment? So we talk about that. We talk about time management issues that are going on in our lives from Tyra's perspective as a 12-year-old, who's a, what grade is that? I don't even know. As a 12-year-old who has pressures facing her in school, homework, and things like that, expectations of her parents, time management, that issues that Neil has as a working artist, who's also a father full-time and a husband full-time and has a full-time job and is always trying to get gigs. We talk about time management issues facing us. Also, we talk about being nervous. All of us, we talk about the issue of nervousness and being visible, having a show. How do I feel before a show? EJ, how does he feel? Neil, how does he feel? Tyra, how does nervousness affect her when she calls into the show? And then we go into a talk about the difference between impatience and being lazy. And I forget how that comes up, but we do. So also, we get to talking about for some reason we start talking about our siblings in our family, who has siblings, issues that happen or don't happen. So it's just a free form flowing kind of conversation that happens between us, and so we've decided that we're going to share that conversation with you. Now, February 7th, that's been, what, a week, 2 weeks ago? The reason why I was unable to get this podcast up quicker is because I needed to get clearance from my niece Tyra's parents, my sister Cecile and or her husband Tawan, because when it involves a young person who's under the age of 18, I know, and I guess most of you know, that we can't put her on the segment with her on the air without her parents' permission. Or perhaps you can, or I can, but I did not feel comfortable without talking to my sister and getting clearance from her for her to listen to the show and then say, hey, I'm fine with you posting the podcast with Tyra, speaking with you on it. So my sister gave her approval yesterday. So here we go. I hope you enjoy the After the Show show for February 7th, 2010. Tyra, you're still on the line, 201?
Yeah.
My niece hung in there the whole show. Good for you, sweetheart. What did you think of the show?
It was good.
Well, thank you. You hear that, guys? We got a 12-year-old telling us the show was good. Great. EJ, I'm so sorry. Oh, Tyra, you haven't met EJ Flavors. EJ Flavors, this is my 12-year-old niece, Tyra Thomason.
Hey, Tyra, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, my Comcast is down, so the whole house is, it went down about 3:45. So
it's 2:45.
Sorry. Yeah, so we had to jury-rig a cell phone to get some kind of internet access for a while.
Oh, wow.
So that's the only way I can listen to the show.
Oh, well, EJ, you know you'll have another opportunity to guest co-host, right?
Yeah, I do hear you on that one because I do understand you're having, I'm trying to remember how much, what is her name? Just
Deborah Jordan.
Yeah.
Who I learned about through you and your podcast. So there's no way. Unless you can't, I mean, I don't know, you're definitely ill or something.
No, I am so into that. She and I have ended up being Facebook friends. So it's just been great. And all of her music has been good. Just absolutely fantastic.
Wonderful.
Yeah, great. Tyra, you're going to have to, at some point, I'm going to send you a link to EJ's podcast. Because your podcasts, for the most part, I think are safe for, like, 12-year-olds, right, EJ? Or
yeah,
is there...
pretty much. No,
pretty much.
I don't have any, bad things going on there, or any, any R-rated things going on there. So that's good.
Yeah, Tyra, all you need to do is... I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Tyra, you just type on your internet browser EJ Flavors, FLAVORS.com, and the one that he's got right now on the top of his page is great.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you're going to like any of that old school stuff, but
yeah. Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, and we're supposed to have a Cupid Hunt Valentine's Day podcast coming up.
Yeah,
it's where about 15 podcasters get together and do their Valentine's Day podcast.
Nice.
So it's going to be interesting.
Oh, 15 of you guys get together?
Hmm?
You said 15 podcasters get together?
Yeah, 15 podcasters. There's an email trail going on in the email. I swear, I think we're at the 70th email.
Now wait a minute, I'm confused. How's that work? You do a compilation, or how's that?
No, each one does their own podcast related to Valentine's Day, and what they do is the one who's collaborating it, Todd Grundy, just asks in his podcast he wants drops from each of us and a song, saying this is my song of Valentine's Day, and this is what it means to me. Sort of like your first and last song, except this is our love song.
Love song.
So, yeah.
That's beautiful.
It'll be really interesting. It'll be really interesting. This is the third year we've done this, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But I'm loving Pop Talk Radio. I've got to push it even more.
What did you say about you? Are you going to get your own show? Because, you know, this is what this is about. I'm trying to, like, get you, like, you know, comfortable. own show.
Oh, I don't know about my own show. I think I love your show.
See, I'm trying to work it on you, you know. It's like, he's going to be guest co-hosting. He'll get comfortable, you know, and he'll have his own show.
But you don't know
about that.
Yeah, I want to get more into co-hosting, and that should be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, cool. I love what I heard. It's just
cool. Yeah, I don't know. It's like what we had just two guests today, right? That was 90 minutes, right, Neil?
Yeah.
And then there's a show coming up on what is it, March 7th, where Terry, Talking Smooth Jazz, the Jazz Queen, who actually is the one that introduced me to Russell Blake, because I was listening to her show on Blog Talk Radio, and she had Russell on, and Monica was on too, and I was like, wow, this guy is really great, and I'm going to have him on the show. And so I asked Terry if she would co-host, and Neil, at the time when I emailed her, I was like, well, you know, if you guest co-host, you can, like, choose a person to feature on the show. She said yes, but then I didn't hear from her for a while about choosing someone to co-host. So that was like last month. So I went ahead and booked a guy that I learned about, EJ, from Doug Ramsey's site, covering the Grammys and stuff. And who's this? Philip Clark. You know Philip Clark?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Doug also, like, he did some remixing on his song Granted, right?
As I read. Right.
So, you know, I booked Philip, and I booked this woman that I learned about on I Am Radio, Neil, listening to the radio rotation, station rotation, and she just knocked me back with this song called Cruisin'. And she's almost like a female Phil Clark. It's interesting, like their styles and stuff. He's got more jazzy in his, she's got more like pop R&B.
Right.
Soul stuff going. And they're both like, I think she's Caucasian, maybe not. So I thought, wow, it would be great to have them both on. And then guess what? Terry emailed me yesterday, and she's like, oh, if you haven't, you know, picked anyone yet or booked people yet, because you said I could choose someone, there's this woman from Nigeria who's got this new, you know, album, the CD that just debuted. She's moved to L.A., and you got to check her out. I'd love to interview her. So I was like, well, maybe we could do three people in 90 minutes. Guys, I'm going nuts. I'm trying to, like, squeeze more and more people in 90 minutes.
Ooh.
And I don't know.
Yeah, I think two people is about to, with everything else that goes on, I think that's, I mean, I don't think it's realistic to get more information out of people in that, out of more people in that amount of time.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad about Ellie because she had like 20 minutes, sort of.
Right.
In 20 minutes? Wow, that goes by fast.
Yeah, and at first I thought it was going to be 2 hours because the timeline looks like it ends around 5.
Right. Yeah, the timeline, like you kind of wrote the timeline wrong. You went from 4:15 to 4:45 to 4:55 to 4:30.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even notice that till the end of the show. I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
This is all wrong.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Right,
oh,
they kind of threw me off also. Okay.
Oh, you guys caught that. Wow. I probably did this at like 4 in the morning or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
You know me, Neil.
I try not to do things at 4 in the morning for exactly that. If it's past my bedtime, man, it's like, that's it. It's got to wait till tomorrow.
Well, I kind of like the two-hour format myself, because it's like, because I'm not doing, or we're not doing, Neil, like, a show every week like most people are doing, it's like, I like to have that break in between, but I like having the people in there, too, so, I don't know. And that 2 hours, I swear, remember that day, EJ, it went so fast, because EJ was on the line, Neil, like, from the beginning on that two-hour show. And he, of course, he was in the second half. Did it seem like it was like a long time, or did it seem like fast to you, EJ?
That was the quickest 2 hours I think I've ever had, because sometimes I consider myself one of the most impatient people in the world. And I'm thinking, oh, this 2 hours is going to kill me, because I've never had sat, you know, on a show for 2 hours. And that was the quickest show I think we've ever had. And I enjoyed that. Like, this one was so big. And when it got to an hour and a half, I was thinking, are we really at an hour and a half right now?
Yeah. I'm the
so
same.
And so I think that's the sign of a good show.
Ah, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, when it goes fast, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it goes too fast. I don't know, Neil. We're like 120 minutes. I'm really feeling that.
I don't know.
Neil's like, yeah, my gigs, man. He's like, Neil is like the busiest guy I know. EJ, he's like, he's got so much on his plate, being a working musician, and a dad.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, I look at people I know that do podcasting and do blogging, and it's like, how do you find the time? I mean, I guess because I work for myself, if I'm not doing what I need to do to get the work and promote myself, it doesn't happen. It's not like I come home from my job and then I just have time off. It's like I come home from my job where I can't work on my stuff, and I immediately go to working on my stuff, and that it basically fills up 100% of my time, and everything else just is like, it's impossible to squeeze it in there. Not impossible, but it becomes difficult.
Yeah, I think because I'm contracting whenever I can find time, or whenever I'm thinking of music, I have to write it down instantly, otherwise I'll forget.
Right.
And I can carry on through that way, but it does take a long time.
And what about Ira? Ira? What's your life like?
Are you like overwhelmed right now with school and things?
What?
Are you overwhelmed with school? We're talking about having a whole lot of stuff to do and not enough time to do it. How about you?
Well, me, I am very impatient, and I am very lazy. But although I have a lot of homework and I play basketball and I'm in Girl Scouts and I actually find time to do all of this. But when you're like impatient like I am, it feels like it takes forever to do everything.
Yeah, impatience and laziness kind of like don't really go together.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a weird person.
In my opinion, you know, if you're impatient, it's because you want to get things done, not because you're lazy. If you're lazy, you just don't care.
Yeah.
At least that's
my... lazy when it comes to, like, schoolwork and housework, but I get good grades because I know my parents will kill me. And then, then I'm impatient when I'm, like, have to do something and something is preventing me from doing it. And then I get impatient.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's like with my sister's using the office, and I need to do my homework. I get impatient with her because she's not hurrying it up. I'm just giving an example to you. Calm down.
Uh-oh. Don't get fighting with your sister now.
I'm not going to fight with her.
Okay.
We got these new silly band things today, and now we have to promise to be nice to each other. I don't know how that's going to work out, but I'm going to have to.
Well, Neil, do you have any brothers and sisters? I know they seem like they want to kill each other, these two girls.
Well, I have a younger brother. He's 4 years younger than me, but we're about as different as we could possibly be from each other. When we're in the same room with each other, we either of us can't believe we're even related. We look different, we think different, we act different. Everything is different. It's kind of weird, actually.
What about you, EJ? You have any siblings?
I have two sisters, one very much older than me, about 9 years older than me, and one that's 6 years younger than me. So we are miles apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't have those kind of issues that Tyra and T are dealing with.
Yeah. Oh, no. We never fight because we're always in two different worlds, and we always try to stay in our own world, which could be a blessing and a curse.
Okay. All right. Well, back to this like timing thing. I'm really as producing the show. I feel like it needs to be 2 hours, but I totally understand your limitations, Neil, about all the work and stuff you have to do. But I still want to keep you on and involved in the show, even if you just do like an hour or stick around for 90 minutes and then like the co-host or some other person do it with me for the rest of the time. You know, that would just to keep you working. Please.
Well, you're doing great. I mean, you know, I don't feel like you – I really appreciate the offer and being invited to be part of it, but I don't necessarily feel like you need me because you're doing great.
Oh, thanks. And maybe it's like a psychological thing. I sit in my chair and I rock, you know, like, ooh, you know, my stomach, I get butterflies, you know, getting ready to go on the air. Now, Tyra, I got to tell you guys, she helped me out with two test shows before, like, you know, doing like the first one we did, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic was, what's the worst gift you ever receive and hope never to receive again, or something like that. And she has had us like cracking up. Tyra, you know, you were so funny. She's a natural at this, and you want your own show. You want to do this, don't you, Tyra?
It's fun, but even when I called in, I was nervous about what I was going to say.
Everybody's nervous, right? Are you nervous a little, EJ, or not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like for,
nervous? I don't know the meaning of the word. Of course I'm nervous.
See, Tyra, here
nervous.
We are. We're the adults, and all three of us get nervous.
Yeah, you know, the nervousness thing is just, it doesn't really ever go away. You just learn how to deal with it.
Right.
Because it doesn't really ever go away. I mean, sometimes getting on stage in front of a lot of people, I've done it thousands and thousands and thousands of times, and there'll just be certain situations where it's like, oh gosh, I'm nervous. This is absurd. It's like, it just doesn't go away.
Yeah, I think maybe like, Tyra, maybe, because like, I'm looking on my Facebook page, and I like looking at the statistics for the ages, right, Tyra, the people that, you know, listen to the show, or not really listen to the show, but are on the Creator's Parrot Facebook page. Tyra, are you on Facebook? I don't think you are. I don't think your mom wants you on there, right?
No, my mom doesn't want me to.
Your dad probably doesn't either. But the fan stats are like, well, this is even older than you, but 18 to 24-year-olds are 2% of the fans. 2%. So that's like, you know, obviously I'm not doing, we're not doing or playing what they're interested in. Now, EJ, you've noticed so far there's been not any talk of hip-hop or anything like that, because that's not really my forte.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to have those artists on. But I don't even really know all of the artists, whereas maybe that's where you come in, Tyra.
Oh, yes. I can be very good in that department.
That's what I want to hear. So maybe, you know, guys, what do you think? Maybe if her parents say it's okay, maybe Tyra can guest co-host.
Okay.
I hear mom in the background.
No, Tia's fighting with me because she wants to know if there's another Transformers movie coming out.
All right, well, she can deal with that later, but I think that it would be really cool to have, you know, you, who loves that music and knows that music and knows who the artists are, and you could be like, what do you call it, guys, consultant? you, my 12-year-old consultant. And you could, because you're a natural at this. I feel she's like a natural at this. And you sound so grown up, and you're just 12. I mean, not just 12. You guys can tell I don't have kids, right?
yeah.
And you're 12, which is a great age. And to, you know, get more young people, like, involved, at least on those shows when we're doing the music that you guys like and you're co-hosting. Am I way out on left field on this?
No, you're not.
I don't think so. I mean, like, you know, my daughter's 13, and I'm constantly asking her, what does she like? What does she listen to? Just so they sort of get a clue of what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
In the musical world, you know. And I also try to hip her to stuff that I like and see what takes. Like, what out of all the stuff that I give her to listen to, what does she gravitate towards? Like, she loves the Beatles. You know, okay, well, there's, you know, everybody loves the Beatles, I think.
It's going to kind of surprise you, but there are also podcasters who I know that like hip-hop, that absolutely love hip-hop. Todd Kelly, to be precise, he's really, really big on that. He likes all genres, but he concentrates mostly on hip-hop.
Todd Kelly. Yeah, I think I befriended Todd Kelly from your Facebook page. I asked to be his friend, and he said yes.
Yeah.
From Todd Kelly. Yeah, that's somebody else to check out. Go ahead, Tyra. You were going to say something?
Yeah. But it's the weirdest thing with me. Like, I know all the words to all the hip-hop songs that you can imagine. But then I know all the songs from, like, the old school stuff because my dad, you know my dad, I'm Val. All he does is play old school music. So now I live in both worlds. And it's really weird because I'm going down the street, we'll go to school maybe, and I'll be singing a hip-hop song. And then my dad will call, and then the second later we hang up, I'll be singing, like, what's that song called? Well, an old school song, and it's, like, really weird.
I hear that, EJ?
Yeah.
You put together a playlist.
I am loving that.
Yeah, me too. I think that's pretty freaking awesome. For sure.
Yeah.
That old school stuff is cool, and Tyra, if you can appreciate it, you got one up on your friends who don't know
it. I mean, that's good stuff because, I mean, it's good to know both sides of it and understand
Absolutely.
Both sides of it.
All right, listen, guys, I'm going to have to bust out because I got a lot of stuff to do.
I got you, Neil.
I mean,
all of this is being recorded, by the way, on the podcast, so I'm going to have to...
Okay.
I'm going to have to shoot it to you unless you want me to just chop the end off.
Well, I don't know how much you want to chop. Do you want me to take it out after the music?
Yeah, you know, after the usual exit. And,
oh, yeah, then sure. Then just fire me the file. I'll chop it and I'll send it right back to you.
Oh, cool. Appreciate it. All right, EJ, you be thinking about 12-year-old Tyra helping you out with a old school list there. And
Oh, you're on, Tyra. You're on.
Tyra, you gotta
Where
go for
it. And when?
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Where and when? That's my girl. That's my girl, Tyra. Okay, well, I'll hook you two together if EJ decides that he really wants to do something like that in the future to have you like help him with a podcast, choosing some songs. That would be interesting. That would be a fun thing, though.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
All right, guys. EJ, thank you again so much, and I know we'll be in touch, and definitely you're down for Deborah as guest co-host for the Deborah Jordan. And, oh, Tyra, also, when you go to EJ's site, he's got old school stuff there. I mean, really?
Okay,
he does old school, and he does, you know, more current stuff.
Yeah.
That's good. Very good.
All right, EJ, be good.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks.
Good to meet you, man. Take care.
All right, bye, Neil.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Tyra. Love you.
Love you, too.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
You're welcome. Tia says bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Tia. I love you. I love you.
I'll call you later on, Mel.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.
This is the Show After the Show podcast for February 7th, 2010. I've noticed that how high energy I am during the show. My voice goes up a couple of octaves. I am so excited by doing that show. You know, when I do a podcast, you know, and there's not a lot of the energy of speaking to people that's in the air, you can tell the level of my voice is much lower. I tend to be more laid back. Whereas when I'm doing a show, I am so pumped up, and my voice goes up a couple of octaves to match my excitement. And then also, as you've heard me say, I get a little nervous. I get butterflies in my stomach and so forth. But it's all good. I like to also make a correction. Earlier, I mentioned that the February 7th show was a 120-minute show, and actually it was a 90-minute show. So 90 minutes, the show on February 7th with Russell Blake and Ellie Fortis. You can listen to that on the homepage for Creator's Parrot Channel. Creator's Parrot Channel is blogtalkradio.com/ Creator's Parrot. That's blogtalkradio.com/ Creator's Parrot. You can listen to the entire 90-minute show, or you can listen to a segment of that 90-minute show, which I think turned out to be about 45 minutes. It is the interview with Ellie Fortis only. So you can listen to that individually if you would like. I also wanted to let you know that there has been a change in the show in that Neil Alexander has actually decided that he needs to remove himself as the regular co-host for the Sunday Brunch series due to his, as you heard, already quite chock-full, totally hectic schedule. So I'm going to miss Neil. I'm going to miss you, Neil, if you're listening. And thank you very much for your confidence in me co-hosting, or rather hosting the show without you as a co-host. So just thank you. Thank you for the shows that in which you did participate. I totally do appreciate it. This is not a paid gig, and I understand that Neil needs to be paid. So we do have a CP supporters .blogspot.com. If you go to the profile page for Creator's Parrot Channel, this show, in the link section, you'll see Creator's Parrot Support Network, and feel free to make a donation to support the show. There is a monthly cost for the show to Blog Talk Radio. There are publicity costs for press releases and so forth. Editing software, you know, there's always cost involved in producing a show. Those of you who are producers understand that. So we could definitely, or this show could definitely use your support. You can contribute financially through CP supporters .blogspot.com. There is a big bright pink piggy bank where you can make a financial donation through PayPal. It's through my company called thepursuitstudio.com that is focused on music production for the Reach for Freedom Heal Child Abuse music project. So you can make a donation for Creator's Parrot, which supports that project. All of the energy, all of the conversations, all of the calls, everything connected with this show, all of that energy is dedicated to the Reach for Freedom Heal Child Abuse music project to bring that to reality. The show is already brought to reality, and there's a very close connection between the two. Also, you can always contribute if you're a music artist by being a guest on the show, or you can contribute by being a guest co-host on the show. You do not have to be in the music industry to be a guest co-host. And in the future, there'll be other opportunities for corporations and organizations as well as individuals to be supporters of the show, and I certainly do appreciate it. Now, we have some upcoming shows I want to tell you about before I end this special podcast for you. The next show coming up is February 28th. It's going to be a two-hour show. The focus is going to be on music in media. So with the Academy Awards coming up and the Oscar Awards, we're going to focus on soundtracks for film and television, those scores, songs that are placed in films on or rather on TV shows. So do join us. Our guest co-host is going to be John Hansen. If you missed it, John Hansen was also the guest co-host for the show that focused on awards, Billboard and Grammy, the 52nd annual Grammy Awards, where we featured EJ Flavors and Doug Ramsey, who were official bloggers and podcasters for the Grammys, and also our featured guest, Georgie Porgy, who won Billboard Magazine's he was in the top 10 list of club play DJ artists of the decade, and also he participated in the nomination process. He voted on nominees for the 52nd annual Grammys, and we had a great conversation there. Anyway, John Hansen was the guest co-host for that show. He's also a Blog Talk Radio host. He has one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio that's featured. It's called PI Window on Business. And he's also the president or involved in PI Social Network. He has he's an author. He's written two books that focus on social media. So he's going to be the guest co-host for that show. Already we have booked Zain Effendi. Zain is, he's a great guy. He received the Best New Composer Award. He's an award winner for that for 2009 by the Hollywood Music and Media Organization. His mentor, or I should say one of his mentors, is Hans Zimmer. He worked with Mr. Zimmer on composing music for The Dark Knight and also Pirates of the Caribbean 3. So we're going to have a great conversation with him about some of the things that he's involved with on a quote-unquote charity level. Of course, this program is always about getting into the hearts behind the people who make the music. So join us for that. Also in that show, featured will be Coco O'Connor, just a wonderful artist, a woman who also was honored by Hollywood Music and Media in 2009, nominated for Best Ambient Vocalist. Now, Coco also has participated in creating or composing for an independent film. Also, she is the first professional artist to contribute a song to the Reach for Freedom Heal Child Abuse music project. She has contributed a song for a CD compilation that needs to be produced, or I'm dreaming and hoping will be produced for helping to heal child abuse and neglect through creative answers and solutions. And Coco stepped up to be the first artist to contribute a song, and she knows how much I appreciate it, and those of us who need to be healed, and I include myself in that group of people who have need to move beyond and get better and be better and thrive, and abuse that happens in so many ways, shapes, and forms around the world. So thank you, Coco. Also coming up in the future is an episode, I think March 7th is going to be the artist Philip Clark, who has been honored as a top R&B soul artist. I'm hoping, waiting for confirmation from a new artist in the jazz and soul area called, I hope I'm saying her name right, Duye. Duye is a Nigerian, originally from Nigeria, who has moved to the United States, lives in L.A., and just cut her first album. Hoping to get her on the show for February 7th, as well as an artist by the name of Rosalind, who I discovered on, let's see, I'm involved in so many things, iamradio.com, great R&B soul artist. I got hooked on Rosalind from a song of hers called Cruisin'. So Philip, Roz, and hopefully Duye will be on the show. The show after that, that brings us to, I think, March 21st. We'll focus on classical music. One of the guests who's confirmed is a classical composer who resides in Mexico. We're still looking for guests for that show, or I should say I am at this point. Following that, April, first show in April, is going to feature Deborah Jordan, who I discovered actually through EJ Flavors, his website, ejflavors.com. Deborah Jordan is, there's so many different names for the kinds and genre of music today. Perhaps new jazz, Deborah, is that what you call the kind of music that you do? Maybe neo-soul, maybe some ambient in there. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal artist, Deborah Jordan. I believe she lives in England, so she's confirmed. Also confirmed is Antoine Smith, a very young composer, artist, who writes jazz and hip-hop and R&B. He just does everything. And when I say young, I mean under 21 years of age. I learned about Antoine through another Blog Talk radio show host, who is a Terry. Terry, also known as the Jazz Queen. Her show here on Blog Talk Radio is Talking Smooth Jazz. So you definitely check out Terry. She's going to be actually the guest co-host for the show, featuring Philip Clark, Rosalind, and hopefully Duye, who actually I learned about that artist through Terry. So Antoine Smith, again, I discovered through her. And that show is in early April. And then I believe the second show in April, 2 weeks later, is going to be featuring healing and music. So we're going to have people who are healers on the show. My guest co-host will be my good friend and mentor, my numero uno favorite healing artist, Eleonora Amendolara, who's also been a supporter of this show financially. Thank you, Eleonora. And she's going to be guest co-hosting, and we're going to have some guests on the show who actually have focused their creations and their music for the healing arts. And one of the people is going to be Brenda McIntyre, who lives up in Canada. She's an award-winning artist who uses her music for healing, and also has some popular music that she has written and produced. And also probably a guy by the name of Matt Venuti. You'll hear more about this in the future. And then in May, let's see, May 2nd, I believe we're going to be featuring music from Broadway and theater, people that create music for that particular genre. We're going to get into the hearts of those individuals. The following week, which is May 16th, we're going to be featuring a Brazilian music and Brazilian artists. We have confirmed Luciana Souza, who's a very top performing, internationally Grammy Award winning jazz artist, Bossa Nova, and other Brazilian music. She's going to be featured on that show. Again, I believe that's May 16th. So, and also we're booking some other artists for that show as well. And then on May 30th, we're going to be featuring a dynamic young band of women, young women, called Truth in Truth on Earth. Truth on Earth, right? Kylie, you guys, if you're listening, Truth on Earth is going to be here. They are a young band with great music, with a social mission and consciousness. So they're going to be featured. So that's just some of the people that I remember on the top of my head and shows that are coming up. Want to point you to, again, the homepage of Creator's Parrot Channel. Make sure you check out the links there. Again, the supporters link, the Reach for Freedom, Healed Child Abuse, Music Project link. Definitely check out the blog, which is creatorsparrot.blogspot.com. There's just lots of cool links there. And finally, I just want to wish everybody lots of light and love. Thank you for listening, for participating. Maybe we'll see each other on Facebook, Creator's Parrot Channel. You can join me there. See you on Twitter. See you on SOAP. See you on Blip FM. See you on IM Radio. See you on Reverb Nation. See you on Cinch. It's the social media world. And by phone and by email and any other ways that we can connect. Hope you enjoyed the show. And until next time.